today.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. It's the live Halloween edition of the show, by the way. And that doesn't really mean anything else besides, well, we'll probably focus on some Halloween-related issues tonight. And, of course, take your calls, as always, about whatever's on your mind. So we start out by going to the phones. And I think we should get, like, the non-Halloween-related stories out of the way. Because there's a couple of things that are pretty important that we need to talk about. Of course, your calls as well. But Ron Paul on the Tonight Show, we should definitely talk about that. But first, let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So yesterday's show, there was some discussion of FIJA outreach, and specifically a fellow who unfortunately got some unpleasant interaction with a couple of what I'll call goons in the courthouse.
Yeah, FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, the organization is devoted to informing Americans of their right to vote on a basis of how they feel about the law itself, not necessarily on the details of the case that's presented to them as jurors, but on the law. So if you, for instance, are taking on a marijuana case and you don't agree with marijuana laws, you can vote not guilty simply because you think the law is bad. That's what FIJA is all about. And yes, yesterday, one of our listeners, Brian in Colorado, was talking about how he had taken his sons to the courthouse to do a FIJA outreach and was harassed by the police.
I totally loved his story, and it was so sad to hear that it kind of had to turn out the way it did with, you know, the big burly guys really just hassling him for doing something, just informing juries of, or potential jurors of something that's absolutely their right. And what really struck me is that an aspect of the Free State Project with respect to just the concentration of activists and the unintended side effects that come out of that. I'm sure this has happened in other states, but no one knows about it. Just here in New Hampshire, there's a bill that comes up every year or two that says that juries should be fully informed. And it, you know, it comes closer, it doesn't come closer. It's, you know, if we had more free theories in the legislature, I'm sure it'd go through. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is, in this case, I happened to be there along with like 30 other people when this issue came up before the Judiciary Committee, and they had the Assistant Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire arguing against the bill. And what was jaw-dropping is that he said right there in public testimony in front of the committee that, yes, the jury has this right. They have this obligation to nullify laws with, you know, that violate their conscience, but that it would not be a good idea to, you know, inform them of that because it would throw all kinds of things and it would be bad.
Yeah. Amazing. We might find out what laws are awful.
And, you know, what struck me is
self-governance really isn't for Americans, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I'm sure that some other attorney general in some other state has maybe said something similar, but who was there? It's not like the news reporters are flocking around, ooh, there'll be a fully informed jury bill. Let's get the cameras, and this will be the 6 o'clock. I'm sure it might have happened in this case, dozens of really dedicated activists who are really concerned about this issue heard this guy say this. You know, we've got the date and the time, and, you know, I'm sure we can pull up the photocopies of the record if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be something? Because pretty much everyone involved with this here in New Hampshire kind of knows. Wouldn't it be amazing for Brian to be able to say, hey, gentlemen, I think you ought to talk to the Attorney General's office. What a piece of taekwondo that would be to throw out at them.
Sure. Well, of course, he's in Colorado, so
He
will be here in New Hampshire at some point. Yes, you're right. And that's very interesting that you point out that in any other state, all that probably a similar speech probably would have ended up falling on deaf ears, or there wouldn't have been anybody there who cared to notice it. I think that's very astute.
Another aspect of New Hampshire that's just nothing to do with the Free State Project particularly, just a native aspect, is at the same time, I could think of 10 or 12 state reps who are really passionate about this issue. Mm. They haven't been in a majority, so it hasn't come to complete fruition, but that would be happy to talk to, I'm sure, whatever judicial member or police officer needed to be aware or educated about the nature of the laws.
Very
so, you know, it's one thing if they're saying, look, you can't be here, this is a public place, but we've got to clear it out to make room for the throngs of people that aren't here. That's, you know, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as handing out the flyers, there's a great deal of education that is pretty easy to do if you're able to connect the dots just because of the concentration of people and the info we have at our fingertips.
Absolutely, Dennis. Any other thoughts tonight?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
If we're going to ever pass a bill like that, it's going to be in New Hampshire. It's just not going to be anyplace else.
I think you're right, and that certainly would be a very awesome day if that bill were to actually go through and judges were to actually have to inform the jurors of their full rights as a juror, of their right to judge the law itself. That would be just a monumental day in American judicial history, I think. So we'll keep working towards it. And, of course, that's what the point of the Free State Project is to get great activists together like Dennis and like Brian, who called in yesterday to tell us his story, and like us here in Free Talk Live land. We've all moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're early movers. The actual project doesn't officially move until it reaches 20,000, and then there's a five-year window that everybody has to move in. So the actual official move, pretty far off. But the early movers are coming in. They are flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are supposed to be over 1,000 people early mover status by the end of 2008. That's pretty exciting. So you take people like Dennis and people like Free Talk Live and Dave and Lauren and all these people that we hear from on this show going out there doing their brand of activism. We just got off the phone with Dennis. He's more of a political activist. As you could tell, he was talking about what's going on in the State House, and he's well aware of the things that they've got going on there. He's part of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is this great group that's been formed mostly by Free Staters to keep an eye on what these politicians are doing in Concord, New Hampshire. I don't know if there's an organization like them anywhere in the other 49 states where they actually take the voting record of each of these elected officials,
right,
these representatives, and they rate them. So, well, did they vote in favor of liberty on this issue, or did they vote against it? Okay, well, we'll tally this up, and we'll figure out, are they an A, B, C, D, E, or F, or constitutional threat? You know, how liberty-oriented are these people? And they come out with this report card on a yearly basis. I mean, that just must be a tremendous amount of work, and these people are doing it for on a volunteer basis.
Which
it's amazing.
Is amazing. Because I don't have time to pay attention to that.
Right. I have mine right in my briefcase right now.
Your report card, you mean?
Yep. I keep
and
it with
if
me.
I, who pay attention to what goes on and that sort of thing, if I don't have time to pay to dig up all this information, then the average person certainly doesn't have time.
Certainly not. So things are pretty exciting here in New Hampshire, and of course they just keep getting better as more and more activists move here. And we'll keep bringing you the stories. 800-259-9231. So the good news is that Ron Paul did a fantastic job last night. It was really more Jay Leno that did a fantastic job. It was a very friendly interview. He had Ron Paul on The Tonight Show. And the Sex Pistols were performing Anarchy in the UK, interestingly enough.
What?
At the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
The Sex Pistols?
I believe that was...
They were rolling Johnny Lydon around the stage in the, like, electric wheelchair? What was he doing?
I don't know who Johnny Lydon... Is it the lead singer? I don't know.
Bright red hair? Pale face?
I couldn't tell you. Okay. You didn't see the clip, obviously.
My computer is virused, so...
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, anyway, it was very good. It was about a 9-minute interview. And he even got a joke in. Jay Leno joked about Ron Paul in his little intro.
Yeah, I heard. I did get to see the joke, and then the video crapped out. Or not
right.
The video. The computer refused to respond at that point. So
the crowd obviously was Ron Paul friendly. No booing from the Jay Leno crowd.
Huge applause.
And let's see what else. I mean, I don't recall the exact things they talked about, but they definitely Jay gave Ron Paul enough time to actually answer the questions. You know, it wasn't like a one after the other, question after question kind of interview. Is much more laid back. Ron was really able to communicate his viewpoint, and he talked about liberty and how popular it was. He even mentioned Austrian economics on the Tonight Show. So
I bet that was riveting.
It was a good interview. It was it was very good. So and that's important because I think I saw that 11 million people generally watch the Tonight Show. So talk about some great free publicity for Ron Paul. More on the way. You can take
control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, completely free. We've got live streams there, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Now, whether or not you saw
the Ron Paul interview last night on The Tonight Show. Doesn't matter. It was very good. I recommend it. In fact, it's available over at the Lou Rockwell blog. So if you go to lourockwell.com and click over the blog, scroll down, you'll find it there. It's a great interview. But what was really interesting was the behind-the-scenes story. And Lou Rockwell himself, apparently, I guess he hangs out with Ron Paul. So he was there at the Tonight Show taping, you know, in the limo and getting out and back in the green room and everything. And so he wrote up a little...
celeb.
He wrote up a little article about what that experience was like. And I thought it was pretty neat. So we'll share that here in a few moments. But first we go to the phones and talk to Aaron in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, Aaron. Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, you know, actually, it was interesting that I called in and you were talking about FIJA. I just recently read about the FIJA topic in a book from Disinformation Publishing.
That's the Fully Informed Jury Association. And
right, exactly. And, you know, what my question is, do you hear of any people who are standing up for this type of thing, or basically, you know, other things that would be maybe not too supportive of, you know, neocon politics and the Bush administration that are being labeled as terrorists? Because it's an honest fear, or maybe just a curiosity if that kind of thing is going on.
No, we haven't heard anything about that, but I certainly understand that. I understand your concerns, and that is that, you know, we do know that the police have been investigating anti-war groups. We know that much. We know that they've been investigating the Quakers. I mean, so who knows what they're looking into. Have they actually arrested the leader of the Quakers, you know, this religious group that's pro-peace? No, I don't think so. I would think we'd hear something about that. Does that mean they haven't taken anybody into custody around the country? Well, we wouldn't really know if they did or didn't, because we only know when they tell us if they haven't.
Right.
They learned their lesson from Jose Padilla that if they open their big fat mouths, then... well, attention gets drawn to the situation, and that seems to be something they don't want. So right now, from all available indicators, at least that we've seen, there isn't anything like that going on. That doesn't mean it couldn't happen. It doesn't mean they don't have the ability to do that. In fact, they passed legislation last year that makes it even easier for them to just snatch an American up off the streets and put them in some sort of secret military installation and then give them a military tribunal for a trial. So, I mean, these are things that can happen in America. It's just that they don't seem to be happening yet, or if they are, nobody knows about them.
Right. Well, yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the Quakers, because it seems like even since the onset of our country itself, there's been a lot of angst from, you know, those in power towards the Quakers. I was recently reading a book by, what was his name, by Stephen Sora, where he talks about a lot of the problems with the Quakers and them basically kind of... going to war with the Quakers. So that's interesting.
You know, I think that
targeting the Quakers 200 years later.
I understand there's a lot of people out there that are very concerned about where the direction the government is going, and they see them getting bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive, and it scares them and it frightens them, and it makes it so they don't want to get involved. And I think that that's the wrong response. I think that's, you know, that's what a lot of people did in, you know, Nazi Germany back in the 30s. They just shied away from helping their neighbors and coming to the door with armed and turning away these government goons. You know, we need to really stand up and stand up for liberty and start talking about freedom. There's no better time to do it than now. And if you're scared, then, well, I understand that, and I hope that you'll get over it. I'm not saying that you're
scared. Well, no, I can tell you that I honestly am scared. But, you know, let me give you a little quick story is how I even came to know that you existed in this radio show was from a Alex Jones film, and me and a couple other people here in Reno that have written a couple books on conspiracy theories and secret societies and things like that are in the process of organizing a two-day conference where we are hoping to show a couple of Robert Greenwald films and a couple of Alex Jones films, and then hopefully inviting Alex Jones and people like Jim Mars to come and speak and do a panel discussion on it. And that's how I found you, was in trying to track down Alex Jones. So it is an honest and real fear for me in setting this kind of thing up, because it's definitely putting myself really out there on the chopping block if something like that is happening.
Well, I think
but I'm still going to do it anyway. You know what I mean? And,
I think that's good. That's very courageous of you, and I understand the position that you're in. And I think that one of the reasons why you're more likely to be afraid is because you have sort of and I don't know what your history is with the Liberty Movement, but it sounds to me like you're pretty deep in with the conspiracy crowd. And the mentality over there, they're doing some good work, and I like Alex's work on the police state. It's just the whole conspiracy 9/11 thing, the facts, you know, all the allegations about the burning buildings and the steel melting and
they
all that.
They give the government a lot of credit for being competent, and it's generally not.
Right, the government's really pretty incompetent and pretty bumbling. That doesn't make them not dangerous. They're certainly dangerous, and they certainly can target people for retaliation. And I don't want to make it sound like, you know, this is all roses here. But the mentality of the conspiracy crowd is that government is so powerful and so invasive that you can't do anything to stop it. And that, you know, all we can do is just spread the message and cross our fingers and hope that somebody brings these evil government people up on charges, which, of course, is asking the government to bring itself up on charges, which, if you indeed believe that the government is corrupt and full of conspiracy theory, then is sort of a silly thing to ask for in the first place. But it's a defeatist mentality that many of the conspiracy crowd has. And I don't, you know, I'm not necessarily talking about you. I'm just talking in general.
And you know, and let me say, you know, for anyone who's listening who might even be kind of caught up in the conspiracy theory world, first of all, I don't hate our government. You know, I actually think that we have, you know, as it's been said a million times before, I think we have the greatest government in the world. And
well, that's like saying you have the best cancer in the world, though.
Yeah. Well, but see, the thing is, the way I see it is that, you know, a conspiracy has so many negative connotations attached to that word, where basically, if you have two people who conspire to do something, you have a conspiracy. And that doesn't mean that our government is a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? But I think that through the 200 years, you know, maybe holes in the wall have been found of how to manipulate certain things, and people who have certain agendas or for greed or power can get in there and can make things happen. But so
I would certainly agree that that has happened.
There are definitely people in search of power that are looking to create a world government. I mean, these are things that are definitely going on out there. Does that mean that they're going to target you for retaliation? I don't think that's very likely. I mean, you mentioned Alex Jones. He's a very popular sort of conspiracy radio host. He's been doing his show for a decade or more, and, you know, they haven't taken him out yet.
One of the things to consider, too, is that when you're on that level, you're easily martyred, and that's, I doubt they would want, if there was someone who was willing to, you know, arrest me as a terrorist, because
in that case,
I
your safest place,
aware.
Right. In that case, your safest place to be is out in the sunlight and out doing the things that you believe in. I mean, that's what you have to do, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Ron Paul, the behind-the-scenes action from The Tonight Show. What happened in the green room? We'll bring you that story and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health, with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
This is Steve Shank for the Fearless Task Force. We can never have our freedom as long as we are in any way dependent on anything or those who would control us. You will either be ready for emergencies, have safe supplies of enough food, become free of debt, or give your life to those who will control those dependencies to own you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, your God and your loved ones, or those who will feed you to own you and send you to prison as collateral for your loans. We're also here to help you fight the battle against crooks and scam artists who want to get rich selling you useless food supplies and criminally dangerous debt plans. Food supplies and the debt-free program can be contacted at 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, or phone 800-409-5633. Just remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. We've got updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. updates.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. In fact, speaking of the dollar, one of my pieces of show prep that I'm sure we won't get to, but it's just sort of a short one. The essence is the dollar has hit yet another record low. The Canadian dollar has hit another record high. And the UK dollar is doing the best it's done,
the pound
is doing the best it's done in 30 something years. So it's dropping. It really is. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Chris in Indianapolis. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris, going once. Chris in Indy, going twice. Let's try George in Texas. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yeah.
Is this George?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just called because, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about this tax, income tax thing, how supposedly it's not, there's no law that obligates us to do this, to pay the income tax. Also, I've been hearing a lot of people saying that Alex Jones bashes Christians, and
you're hearing that on this show. We don't really talk about Alex Jones on this show, so I don't really know where you're hearing that. I mean, occasionally people call and drop his name, but that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, well, I haven't been hearing it on this show. I've been hearing it on other occasions with other people.
Most of the people listening to this show don't even know who that is. So what was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
About the income tax. There's no law that mandates us to, this doesn't obligate us to pay that.
Are you asserting that there is no law, or are you
just wondering,
curious?
No, well, I've been researching it for about quite a while now, and they've been, come across a lot of information, and a lot of videos, and have looked over the articles.
And what's your conclusion?
Well, it's not. There's no law for it.
You know, it's interesting. It's certainly an academic discussion. Some people say there is no law. Some people say there is. The lawyers will argue forever over this.
The IRS agents certainly think there's a law.
Well, and the courtrooms, the judges and the jury certainly think there's a law. In fact, I've got a related story to talk about here in a moment. So that's really the issue. What if there was a law? What if it turned out that there was a law? Would that make you feel like you should pay it?
I mean, the IRS has been asked millions of times to just show the law. To just come out, print it out, and show it, I mean, in plain bold letters in English, to just show it.
Sure, and they normally ignore. They normally ignore people when they ask that.
Exactly,
question.
And they're just avoiding it, or they don't comply.
Well, it's
what are they hiding?
Absolutely, it is suspicious behavior, no doubt about that. But you know, when pressed, they'll end up citing some obscure U.S. code, Title 26, blah blah blah, and then it really, again, it just matters what the judges and the juries think, and they're convinced that there is a law. So I here again, my question, hypothetical question: if you could be shown that there was a law, would that all of a sudden make you feel like you had to pay it?
Well, if there was a law. It would obligate me because by law. But
how is it that something written on a piece of paper obligates you to do anything, sir? Anything that you haven't, something you haven't signed, can obligate you to do anything?
In all reality, the sufficient amount of states did not ratify.
Well, once again, I mean, that's again an academic discussion. Some people agree with that. Some people don't.
It's really, the question is. Is the income tax right or wrong?
It's wrong.
Right,
okay.
I agree.
It's not apportioned.
Entirely wrong. And if it's legal or illegal, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, like, it's wrong.
The position, in my opinion, well, there is no law is a weak position, because then if it turns out there is a law, then...
Yes. What do you do?
Then what do you do? The correct position to take on taxation is the moral one, and that is that it's immoral to take a percentage of anybody's income, a percentage of your hard-earned money. It's wrong to take that without your permission. You've never signed an explicit agreement that says that you agree to being taxed by this government.
I mean, just because I was born in the United States... means I have to pay taxes?
That's what some people will claim, but again, there's no actual explicit contract to prove that you really have an obligation to pay those taxes.
If you're born in North Korea, are you just supposed to obey all their ridiculous laws, too?
Well, you can't really leave North Korea.
Yeah, there's nowhere you can go.
The idea that because you were born within a certain geographical area means that you have to obey the rules of some random group of men and women sitting around in an office calling themselves government is really an absurdity, in my opinion. Of course, the judges and the juries won't agree with me either. So, really, as soon as you get put in front of a jury, you're going to go to the clink either way.
Well, yeah. Well, there have been cases. I just don't remember the name.
Oh, there have been cases that have been won, and there have been cases that have lost. In fact, there was a recent loser case that we'll tell you about here in a moment. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Sherry Peel Jackson, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a former IRS revenue agent and certified public accountant, somebody who you would think knows about these things, right? If you saw the America from Freedom to Fascism film, you saw Sherry Jackson. She was the black lady, the former IRS agent, who came across, I believe at one point when she was working for the IRS, she spotted the full-page advertisement that I think the We the People organization took out in either Washington Post or USA Today or whatever, that offered $50,000 to anyone that could prove that there was the obligation to pay income taxes or that the law existed, right?
Right.
And so she said, wow, 50 grand? Hey, I'm already working for the IRS. This should be no problem. So she figured she'd be able to knock it out, take the 50 grand, and prove that people had to pay taxes. And so her story is that she researched and, you know, looked through the code and asked people around the IRS, and she couldn't find it. And so what she ended up doing was quitting her job because she couldn't honestly keep doing the IRS
illegal to her
enforcement if she couldn't find the actual law that allegedly required people to pay the taxes. But she's been on trial, in case you hadn't heard. And the other day, she was found guilty. A former IRS revenue agent and CPA told a federal jury she was sure she did not have to file income tax returns. But after less than 30 minutes of deliberations, the jury convicted Jackson of failing to file income tax returns from 2000 to 2004. The Stone Mountain woman faces a maximum of 4 years in prison, will be sentenced early next year. Jackson, who's 45, didn't fit the typical profile of a criminal defendant. She worked for the IRS as a revenue agent from 1988 to 1995, then worked as an accountant, at one time landing a state contract to audit daycare centers. But in July of 2000, she testified that she began to question whether she had to pay the income taxes. And by the next year, she decided she was not going to file a tax return. Sitting at the witness stand with large books of federal regulations and the tax code in front of her, she said she couldn't find any section of the tax code that held her liable for income taxes. She says, "I've done a lot of research, and I was just about sure that I didn't have to file an income tax return." During cross-examination, the U.S. attorney read Section 1 of the tax code to Jackson, who's married. "A tax is imposed on every married individual," Langway read, asking Jackson how she could not be an individual. She replied that, "I couldn't find the definition of individual." Lowell Beecraft, one of her attorneys, told jurors they should not convict her of willfully disobeying the law because Jackson had a good faith reason to believe she didn't have to file taxes. He reminded the jury that Jackson attended Tuskegee University and raised a family and lived the life of an ordinary American. He said, "You may have never heard of this before. To you it may sound wild, it may sound crazy, but she believes she's not required to file tax returns." The assistant attorney called Jackson's reasoning cockamamie and absurd. "She's an individual. She knows that," Langway said. "You should disbelieve everything she said." And the jury did. So, this is an interesting case, right? Because she was married, which is indeed asking the government for permission to do something, to grant them with this marriage certificate, which does bind you to their rules. I mean, you are explicitly agreeing to whatever the governmental rules are governing marriage when you get a marriage contract. So, if she wasn't married, how would this case have gone? Probably pretty bad, but just, it's an interesting question. More on the way. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program, 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's for free. You like the show. You want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. It's store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies. Hoodies will keep you nice and warm in the upcoming winter season.
They're really nice hoodies, too.
Yep, and also other cool things as well. They're all available exclusively at the Free Talk Live store. That's store.freetalklive.com. So the Sherry Peel Jackson. The Sherry Peel Jackson trial, former IRS revenue agent, certified public accountant, who stopped paying income taxes back in July of 2000. She'd been found guilty. The jury took less than 30 minutes to deliberate on this. And there are several factors, at play here. Because this is a woman who worked for the IRS. This is a woman who, it was her job to know the IRS code. It was her job.
I saw the We the People, the little movie that they have, and I found her the most motivating of anybody that I saw in the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be an IRS agent.
Wow. Right. Now, oh gosh, what's the other gentleman's name? There was another IRS agent. And he's won. He's won in court.
Well, she was distinctive to me because she's female and she's black. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can remember her better than I remembered, another one of the white guys that happened to be in the crowd.
I don't think that he won on failure to file charges, though. I think he won on, giving people advice charges. I'm not sure what that was. But anyway, she has lost her case, and I think there's a few factors in play. Number one is that, well, of course, it's very interesting. Very interesting that the assistant attorney pointed out in his evidence to prove that she allegedly has to pay taxes, didn't point out some generic phrase, because remember, we had a caller point out earlier that the IRS has been asked countless times to show the law, right? To show the section of the code that obligates all Americans or orders all Americans to pay taxes. And they never do it.
Which doesn't speak very highly on their behalf.
No, it doesn't.
No, I mean, it sort of shows that the government doesn't care what you ask it.
That much is true.
I mean, if it's so difficult, why don't they come up with a little form letter? They look it up one time, little form letter, send it out to everybody who ever asks. Well, show me the law. Here it is. Clunk.
They certainly have plenty of form letters. We know that, so it wouldn't be a big deal for them to do it. But they never do. And it's very, very interesting. It's curious that in this case, they didn't do it either. They didn't show the jury the section of the code that requires all Americans to pay taxes. They showed the jury the section that says that every married individual has to file income taxes. Why is that? Why didn't they show them the general code?
I don't know. It's suspicious.
Maybe it's...
I can tell you I'm married, so therefore it applies to me.
I'm not, and it's given me yet another reason to never become married.
Well, I don't suspect that's ever going to happen for you.
So there's that factor. It's just very curious that they didn't show the general code. They just showed this one specific instance about married people. And then also, of course, what you're dealing with, even if they weren't able to show that, they always make declarative statements in these trials. The judges will say, well, the Supreme Court has said that this is constitutional, and so, you know, therefore, they don't have to show you anything. You have to pay. There have been plenty of trials that have been like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, the factor that's in play here is, once again, the issue of the slaves on the plantation. The people in the jury pool are more than likely good little citizens that do everything that the government wants them to do.
They pick their jurors well.
They have a very specific procedure to keep people out of the jury that actually
think for themselves
or know a thing or two about government or understand, liberty and that sort of thing. And so there's a natural bias amongst jurors that have been chosen for these trials to vote in favor of the government. Because if you get up on the stand, it doesn't matter how ironclad your arguments are. It doesn't matter if you're coming at it from the there is no law standpoint or taxes are immoral standpoint or whatever. It doesn't matter. Because if the 12 jurors that are judging you are all good little citizens paying their taxes, the jealousy factor kicks in. You know, wait a second.
I actually experienced this recently at work. There was a lady who asked me how I felt about the Ed Brown case, who is the man who was recently taken in for not paying taxes for a certain number of years. Was she
asking you that as a candidate for office? Or
no, just asking. Okay. I think it was actually because there was a recent article here in the Keene Sentinel, and it mentioned you, and she knows that I know you.
I see. Okay.
And she said that she agreed that there was definitely, she sort of felt like there was something wrong with it, but she kept saying, but they have a big house, and it's not fair. I pay.
So stop.
Yeah.
Stop paying.
That was her sole argument. She was just kind of angry that she was paying and other people were.
Right. And
it is angering. I mean.
It's frustrating the government would make anyone pay, but I don't see what does Herb having to pay have to do with Ed Brown?
Exactly.
Not a damn thing.
Well, people feel they get jealous, right? Because the people like Ed Brown or Sherry Jackson in this case or anybody else that's not paying federal income taxes, when a good little citizen finds that out, they get very upset. They get very jealous because they've been paying all along. And, hey, here's somebody that hasn't been paying and they've been saving the money they earned or giving it to charity or doing, you know, investing in a business or whatever it was they were doing with their money. You know, that's not fair. If I have to pay, so should everyone else. If I have to be punished, if I have to be beaten within an inch of my life, so should everybody else. It's the cycle of abuse. It's just with taxes. It's Stockholm Syndrome. You know, the idea that your oppressors, you've fallen in love with your oppressors. And you will defend them to the bitter end. That's what these people are doing. That's what the people on the juries are doing. So in many cases, you know, good luck. Present your case as best as you can. But you might as well cross your fingers because it's all up to these people on the jury that are, they're jealous of you. I mean, that's all it is. It's the same thing with the Lauren Canario case, our friend who's in jail for not showing her papers. These people are inherently jealous of the fact that she had the courage to not play by the rules, that she had the courage to not get the government papers and not show them when they were demanded of her, and it gets people very, very upset. The same thing with Sherry Jackson. She didn't file her taxes, so people are upset at her for it, and they want to punish her.
I think that
it's sick.
People are probably more frustrated in paying their taxes than they are about getting a driver's license.
But the mentality is the same. The mentality of, you know, the slaves on the plantation.
I don't think so quite so much in the sense that, you know, a driver's license makes sense to people.
So do taxes. They don't like having to do it. People don't like going to the DMV. Nobody likes going to the DMV and waiting in line, but they feel they have to. They feel it's their obligation as a citizen that they have to do these things. Same thing with taxes. People hate paying taxes. They groan. They gripe. They file for the extensions. And they hate it. But they do it because they feel like they have to. They feel like everybody should be doing this, and anybody that doesn't deserves the maximum punishment under the law. And it's a sickness. It's a disease. It's a mental disorder. And the only way we can combat it is for more people to start talking about these things and more people, regular people, to come out and say, look, you know, I'm not paying for this anymore. These federal government goons are going around the world dropping bombs on people and doing all kinds of other awful things with the money that I sent them. I cannot, in good conscience, continue to pay this gang their extortion money. I can't do it. And so consequences come what they may. If more people were to take that stand publicly, I think it would make for a very interesting situation and a very interesting discussion in this country. Would love to hear what you think.
I would be all for that.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris in Indianapolis. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I think it's awesome that somebody goes into the government and just screws them like that. That's pretty sweet. There's a lot of ways you can do that, of course. I think that it's just awesome. But anyway, I was calling to give you guys a TV report.
Okay, sure.
Today, it's been all about the football game this weekend, the Colts and the Patriots.
Okay.
That's going to be a big game.
When you say it, I mean, there's a lot of channels on TV, so what do you mean when you say it?
It's like all the channels are talking about it.
Hmm. Okay.
It's like a big deal, but...
It might be the best game of the regular season.
Well,
that's,
you know, the people need their distractions to keep them occupied from thinking about important things.
That's right. But hey, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That's up to you.
Well, the whole getting in the government thing, when I was in the military, there was a couple people who... Oh, I know what I was going to say. Getting out of the military is you got to be tactful. I'll tell you a story. Now, this is a sea story. Might not be true, but a guy, they sent him out to sea. You know, he didn't want to go or whatever. He didn't want to be in the military. So he started dribbling his basketball, his imaginary basketball. And, like, he did this everywhere, like up and down the steps and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you do something like that, and, yeah, they can call you crazy, but they know you're not crazy. They know you're doing it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So
did he get
his way out?
Hmm? So you just act crazy, act like you've got invisible friends and that sort of thing?
Right, that would work. I mean,
cool,
you're
it's worth a shot. I mean, if you're in the military and you want to get out, you might as well try what you can. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. Hour 2's coming up. The inside scoop on the Ron Paul visit to the Tonight Show. We'll share that with you and talk Halloween. It is the Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. Lots of things to cover, from sex offenders to Moscow banning it.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top-quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.